console of her own mood organ, stood glaring at him, waiting. He sighed, defeated by her threat. I'll dial what's on my schedule for today. Examining the schedule for January 3rd, 2021, he saw that a business-like professional attitude was called for. If I dial by schedule, he said warily, will you agree to also? He waited, canny enough not to commit himself until his wife had agreed to follow suit. My schedule for today lists a 6-hour self-accusatory depression, Erin said.
What? Why did you schedule that?
It defeated the whole purpose of the mood organ. I didn't even know you could set it for that, he said gloomily. I was sitting here one afternoon, Erin said, and naturally I had turned on Buster Friendly and his friendly friends, and he was talking about a big news item he's about to break, and then that awful commercial came on, the one I hate, you know, for mountebank lead codpieces. And so for a minute I shut off the sound. And I heard the building. This building. I heard the... She gestured.
Empty apartments, Rick said. Sometimes he heard them at night when he was supposed to be asleep. And yet, for this day and age, a one-half-occupied Connaught building rated high in the scheme of population density. Out in what had been before the war the suburbs, one could find buildings entirely empty. Or so he had heard. He had let the information remain second-hand. Like most people, he did not care to experience it directly.
At that moment, Erin said, when I had the TV sound off, I was in a 382 mood. I had just dialed it. So although I heard the emptiness intellectually, I didn't feel it. My first reaction consisted of being grateful that we could afford a Penfield mood organ. But then I realized how unhealthy it was, sensing the absence of life, not just in this building, but everywhere, and not reacting. Do you see? I guess you don't. But that used to be considered a sign of mental illness. They called it absence of appropriate effect. So I left the TV sound off and I sat down at my mood organ and I experimented. And I finally found a setting for despair.
Her dark, pert face showed satisfaction, as if she had achieved something of worth.
So I put it on my schedule for twice a month. I think that's a reasonable amount of time to feel hopeless about everything. About staying here on Earth after everybody who's smart has emigrated, don't you think?
But a mood like that, Rick said, you're apt to stay in it, not dial your way out. Despair like that, about total reality is self-perpetuating.
I program an automatic resetting for 3 hours later, his wife said sleekly. A 481. Awareness of the manifold possibilities open to me in the future. New hope that...
I know, 481, he interrupted. He had dialed out the combination many times. He relied on it greatly.
Listen, he said, seating himself on his bed and taking hold of her hands to draw her down beside him. Even with an automatic cutoff, it's dangerous to undergo a depression, any kind. Forget what you've scheduled, and I'll forget what I've scheduled. We'll dial a 104 together and both experience it. And then you stay in it while I reset mine for my usual business-like attitude. That way I'll want to hop up to the roof and check out the sheep and then head for the office. Meanwhile, I'll know you're not sitting here brooding.